The lawsuit was filed by Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce in 2021 and argues that the DNR has not provided sufficient guidance on how it categorizes PFAS contaminants. A circuit court judge and a conservative-leaning court of appeals ruled in favor of the WMC. The state appealed that decision, stating that as this is an evolving issue and the DNR's guidance should be qualified as rulemaking. The Wisconsin Supreme Court will revisit the case today and will consider what authority the DNR should have in its rulemaking process as a state agency. Based on how the court rules in that case, it would expand Governor Tony Evers' rulemaking authority or maintain one committee's ability to strike down rules established by state agencies.
The Department of Transportation declares that all state highways are officially frozen, and the frozen road law will expand to include the entire state. The frozen road law allows heavier loads for trucks carrying logs and sand and salt for winter maintenance while cold weather allows. Wisconsin DOT and county highway personnel monitor temperature forecasts along with frost tubes, liquid-filled devices under pavement to help determine when roads are adequately frozen to accommodate heavier loads. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Packers GM on Jordan Love. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Brian Gutekunst held his end-of-season press conference, saying wide receiver Christian Watson has not had surgery yet for his torn ACL. The Packers GM asked if Jordan Love took a step back this year at quarterback.
Obviously, he went through some things this year, battled through some injuries that he hadn't done that before. Came out the other side of it and was really proud of him, how he went through that. And he's leading our team exactly how we want him to do it, so I'm excited about it.
And baseball remembering Bob Uecker. Born in Milwaukee, served in the military, played catcher in the big leagues before calling Brewers games for 53 years, Uecker at his induction into baseball's Hall of Fame.
I signed a very modest $3,000 bonus with the Braves in Milwaukee, which I'm sure a lot of you know, and my old man didn't have that kind of money to put out. But the Braves took it.
Bob Uecker had suffered from lung cancer the past 2 years. He was 90 years old. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy and mild for the season, lows in the low 20s. More clouds and warmer tomorrow, highs to the upper 30s and breezy. For the weekend, much colder temperatures and a bitter breeze. Mid-teens Saturday, below zero Sunday. Right now it's 33.
The excitement.
Oh, he stones Brodzinski with a glove save.
The energy.
What's he going to do? He shoots and he scores.
The tradition.
You've got to understand history if you're ever going to write your own.
It's everything.
He scores. Badgers answer right back.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Sponsored by Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric, and 8th Street Auto. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, streaming live and on the Civic Media app.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba.
Mike Siegel. Hey, Mike.
When I look back on all those years on the road and going on two-lane highways in northern Wisconsin in the dead of winter, it could have been like 10 below outside. One deer jumps out in front of me. I was like, I'm done here.
You're in a ditch and they're not going to find you for 3 days.
Dead deer carcass over there and a dead comedian carcass.
Holding his date book.
Somebody might want to call and cancel him at Zanies next week in Chicago.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hey folks, Jimmy K here from Max Inc. Radio. Join me this weekend as I welcome Isaiah and the new people. Plus, Terry chats with jazz musician Janet Plant. It's Max Inc. Saturday and Sunday, 6 to midnight across the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome once again to Seth Faces the Music, the show that will never leave you out in the cold. Although we might do a song or two about that very thing. You know, it's kind of funny living in Wisconsin. It's not something you really want to talk about a lot, winter and the snow and the darkness and especially the cold, but maybe playing a few songs about it will warm the cockles of your heart and make you feel that, well, maybe it's not so bad. That's what we're doing tonight. Good night, everyone. So join me, won't you, as we face the music together. We're going to start off with a classic from one of the, they call themselves the greatest rock and roll band in the world. Jury's still out on that one. They're pretty good, though. Here's the Rolling Stones with She's So Cold.
I'm so cold.
an album that was released May 15th, 1980. That was Devo with Cold War, possibly one of their best albums. One of the lead singers and leaders of the band, Mark Mothersbaugh, went on to become and still is a fantastic film composer. Not much you can say about this next artist, other than he was one of the true greats of the electric blues after he moved from Mississippi to Chicago in the 1950s. Later on in the 60s, during the folk craze, they tried to, well, sell him as a folk singer and just had him play acoustic guitar. Either way, it doesn't really matter. He was amazing no matter what he did. Here's Muddy Waters with Cold Weather Blues.
Call my baby. You know that little girl, feel her come. If I call my baby, hot spring water, oh yeah, boy, wouldn't help a none. I mean, wouldn't help a none. It wouldn't help a none. Well, if time don't get no better, I'm gonna have to go. Time don't get no better. People, I'm gonna have to go. I'm going back down south. People, well, the weather's loose my clothes. Well, the weather's loose my clothes. Let this
just want to pass on by. Let this winter pass on by.
That was the band Math and Physics Club with their classic Cold as Minnesota, a band that can only be described as twee in the vein of Belle and Sebastian. Coming up here on Seth Faces the Music, we have an artist who has been popular for many, many decades. He's had his ups and downs, his ins and outs, and he is still today in his 70s, 80s. I can't even remember how old he is. He is still going strong, ladies and gentlemen, and he's coming up next right here on WFHR.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Build your business with a partner you can trust. The Home Depot. When you join Pro Xtra, you get lower than shelf pricing and dedicated support to help you streamline your business and stay on budget. Get dedicated pro support for supply sourcing, custom orders, large equipment rentals, and more. At The Home Depot, we supply the support your job needs with the level of service your business deserves. The Home Depot, how pros get more done.
You're an organ donor, right? Here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Heroicdeed.com.
It's just an evil scheme.
With Cold, Cold Heart. And before that, we heard from Mr. Sir, I should say, Elton John, with an assist from Dua Lipa. That was Cold Heart, the Panao remix. I don't know how to say that. He's still making hits, ladies and gentlemen, even to this day. I don't usually do this, ladies and gentlemen, but I am going to recommend to you an album. It's by a group that's been around for a very long time, and they just released their first one in 16 years over the last couple of months, and it is fantastic. I can't recommend it enough. And the reason I'm bringing it up is because we're going to play one of their earlier songs right now. They were from the 80s. They are the group that kicked off the goth craze. Would you call it a craze? I don't know. Well, they kicked off the goth, whatever it was, and this is from one of their early albums where they were really, really gloomy. From the record Pornography, here's The Cure with Cold.
that you
Todd Rundgren, that crazy genius, Cold Morning Light, from his great album, Something, Anything, and it is a classic. I mean, the whole album, everybody. Don't want to miss that one. Coming up on Seth Faces the Music, don't go anywhere, ladies and gentlemen. We have one of the great people to ever come out of the country of Jamaica, certainly their biggest star, and probably one of the greatest albums, compilation albums of all time. And we took this one right off of there. That's coming up on WFHR.
Locally grown radio, WFHR. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Wisconsin's representation in Washington grew yesterday. Stuart J. Waddles has the story.
Former Wisconsin Congressman Sean Duffy received bipartisan support during his confirmation hearing to become President-elect Donald Trump's Secretary of Transportation. Both Wisconsin Senators, Republican Ron Johnson and Democrat Tammy Baldwin, introduced Duffy. They both expressed confidence in his ability to lead the department. During the hearing, Duffy pledged to prioritize safety.
The law of the month is safe winter driving. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot tells us more.
Snow, sleet, and ice all make it harder to control and stop our vehicles. From October 2023 to May 2024, winter weather contributed to more than 11,000 crashes in Wisconsin, resulting in 9 fatalities and over 2,000 injuries. So here's what we need to do. Drive at a reasonable speed to prevent crashes. Give snowplows space to work. Those drivers work long hours to clear nearly 115,000 miles of roads across the state. The State Patrol recommends clear snow and ice from your vehicle windows, lights, roof, and hood. And snow means slow. Allow extra travel time, following distance, and reduce your speed. Avoid sudden braking or steering. And don't be overconfident with four-wheel or all-wheel drive.
A new recycling practice may explain why the amount of collected materials dropped by nearly 7,000 tons between 2013 and 2022 in Wisconsin. Wisconsin Policy Forum Senior Research Associate Tyler Burns says it's called lightweighting. Companies have shifted to using less materials to package their products, which leads to less waste in the system. Barnes says a plastic water bottle today weighs nearly 40% less than one from 10 years ago. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. If you're looking for some fun indoor entertainment, given the frigid temperatures on the way, here are some movies that might interest you. There continues to be no shortage of horror films, and if that is your genre of choice, check out a new take on the age-old classic Wolfman, starring Julia Garner of Ozark fame. Also opening in wide release is the comedy One of Them Days, starring Kiki Palmer and musical artist SZA, which tells the story of two roommates scrambling to pull rent money together. At the time of this reading, the film is pulling a 100% on Rotten Tomatoes, and SZA's acting chops have impressed critics. Coleman Domingo's role continues. The film Sing Sing will be re-released this weekend. And if you happen to be incarcerated, you're in luck as well. The film will be playing in correctional facilities all across America, and that makes sense since Sing Sing tells the story of teaching rehabilitation through the arts and has almost a perfect audience and critic score on Rotten Tomatoes. Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Better begins with the way we live life together, the way we help each other, and the way we inspire and encourage one another. At Aspirus Health, better begins with our dedication to providing expert care that improves lives, establishing healthy families and healthy communities, yours and ours, for a lifetime. Life is a journey, and we're here for you. Better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy and mild for the season, lows in the low 20s. More clouds and warmer tomorrow, highs to the upper 30s and breezy. For the weekend, much colder temperatures and a bitter breeze. Mid-teens Saturday, below zero Sunday. Current temp is 30.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect.
a strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Matt Nair on air.
Robotaxis made by Zooks are slated to hit the streets of California later on this year. Rides will initially be free for people who agree to test it out. You go first. Wait,
have you ever wanted to drive in a four-person casket with no driver?
My biggest sticking point about this is the name. Zooks is a cartoon character.
Yeah. Do you think when he just drives, he's going...
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In the first week of the new session of the Wisconsin State Legislature, Republicans fast-tracked a measure that would put a question on the ballot in the upcoming spring election that would enshrine voter ID in the state constitution. Two things on this. First, it is telling that Republicans made this their very first order of business. Senate Democratic leader Dianne Hesselbein responded to this, saying it's not cost of living or health care or gun violence that Republicans wanted to focus on, but a constitutional amendment. Telling, isn't it? But that leads to the second piece. Republicans are clearly doing this for politically motivated reasons. By having this on the spring election ballot, they're betting it will make it more likely that people who showed up to vote for Donald Trump in November will be heading to the polls to help elect right-wing candidate Brad Schimmel to the Wisconsin Supreme Court. That election is on April 1st, so buckle up.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
We have a very big, important meeting. So coming up on the show, a specially curated edition of Matinair on Air. We'll be back with you live on Monday. Don't miss it.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings at 10.
Let the system make you kill your brother, man. No, 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 no.
look so sad and forsaken. Don't you know, when one door is closed, when one door is closed, many more is open. Well, would you let the system get on top of your head again? No, 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 no.
Village Stompers from a short-lived Dixieland revival from the early 1960s with Cold Steel Canyons. And before that, we opened up this set from the album Legend, the man himself and his band, Bob Marley and the Wailers, coming in from the cold. That was the Eric E.T. Thorngren remix. Coming up, we have a man, another man who doesn't really need any introduction. He was the hardest working man in show business. He hasn't been around for a while, but he had a very long career. We're going back to the early part in the late 1950s when he still had a group with him called the Famous Flames. Here's James Brown with Cold Sweat.
Your past. I just want help. I love to last. I don't care, darling, about your thoughts.
to satisfy your boss. Oh! When you kiss me, when you miss me, hold my hand, make me understand. I break up in a cold sweat. Oh! About your do's and don'ts. I don't care about the way you treat me, darling. I just want to understand me, Holly. Oh! When you kiss me,
And that was recent Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductee Kate Bush from her album The Kick Inside. It's a classic, everyone. James and the Cold Gun. Now, that may not be a song you've heard before, but it was enough that a band actually named themselves after it. That is no small praise for Miss Kate Bush. That's going to do it for hour one of Seth Faces the Music for this week, everybody. Don't worry, I'm not going to leave you out in the cold. We have hour two coming right around the corner, so don't go anywhere. Stick around. Don't touch that dial. We will be right back.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Here's what the WSJ had said after J6. This week has probably finished Donald Trump as a serious political figure. Boy, that hasn't aged well, has
no,
it?
No, not at all.
In the Wall Street Journal. So after what they just said 4 years ago, Maggie, they couldn't bring it upon themselves to say that guy who did that shouldn't be anywhere near the White House again. Nope, couldn't do it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, I'm Samuel L. Jackson. When the UNCF, the United Negro College Fund, was founded 80 years ago, they hoped that they...
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Jewish and Palestinian communities in the U.S. are hoping the ceasefire deal between Israel and Hamas actually takes effect Sunday. Ahmed al-Wahidi left his Gaza home for New Jersey after the October 7th, 2023 Hamas attack on Israel.
This announcement will give me the space to mourn the loss of my sister and mom. So I was like euphoric and at the same time heartbreaking.
President-elect Donald Trump's pick for EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin went before a Senate committee today. More from CBS's Natalie Brand.
I believe that climate change is real.
But Zeldin defended President-elect Trump's past comments on the issue.
I think he's concerned about the economic costs of some policies where there's a debate.
President Biden delivered his Defense Department farewell speech today, thanking troops for helping Israel and Ukraine.
For the last time, as Commander-in-Chief, I want to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you to all the families. We owe you.
CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Wallace.
James here, host.